You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
This is such an exciting program. As a matter of fact, this program and a couple after this, we're going to talk about prophetic encounters and dreams that many have had that Dutch Sheets is delivering at Church of His Presence. But first, understand this. This is so powerful that God spoke specifically, prophetically, and Dutch Sheets is sharing it, that President Donald J. Trump, the J stands for John, is going to have a God encounter, and it's going to change everything. He's going to begin to, he's actually hearing the voice of God, but he doesn't know it's the Lord, Dutch says, but he's going to begin to hear and know and begin to cry out for God to touch America. This is so exciting. Let's go to Dutch Sheets now.
God's going to visit President Trump. I don't believe he's had that visitation yet. I believe he's going to have an encounter with God that's going to be very transformative. And I'll tell you this part of it now, because it relates to this dream. A young man, 6 years old, back in 2016, early in 2016, came to his mother, who's a worship leader, and I heard her tell the story personally, and said, "Mommy, God just told me who's going to be the next president." And she just patted him on the head and said, "Oh, is that right? Who is it?" He said, "John." And she couldn't think of a John running. So she didn't think much about it. And then 2 weeks before the election, she was in travail, just intercession. And she was weeping because she knew she couldn't vote for Hillary Clinton because of her positions on numerous things, but especially her position on abortion and life. But she didn't like Trump either. And she didn't like his past. And she didn't like some of his language and attitude. And so she was in travail, just weeping and saying, "Lord, what do I do?" And so her son came to her again and said, "Why are you crying, Mama?" She told him. He said, "Well, I told you who's going to be next president. It's John." And then after the election, she realized realized the J in Donald J. Trump is John. And the reason that's so significant to me, and I'm praying it, and I want you to pray this prayer, because the Lord didn't refer to him as the Donald. God's not impressed with his money. God has more money than Trump. He's not impressed with the tycoon and the mogul, the brand that he's built. I'm not saying that's all bad. If a person can do it, that's great. But those things don't impress the Lord. And that's really not who he needed. God referred to him as John. He's a forerunner. And I believe it also refers to John the Beloved, the one who knew the Lord intimately and could receive John the Revelator. I believe God's going to visit this man and transform him from Donald to John. Now, he's already forerunning, but he's going to get an encounter with the Lord that's going to cause him to be in tune with Holy Spirit. And I believe he's going to start having dreams, great revelation. I believe God's going to talk to the man. I believe he talks to him already. I just don't think Trump knows it's God. And I don't think he can discern between when it's God and not. But the Lord is going to refine this man quickly. He's very sincere when he talks about the Lord and faith and the church. But I don't believe he's had this encounter yet, but he's going to have this encounter. And he already doesn't care what anybody thinks. And that sometimes, it's good, it's also bad sometimes. But when the Lord harnesses that and controls it, there's going to be a man that doesn't care what anybody thinks. He's going to do what he knows is right. He already does that. But when it comes under God's control, and when he's in this relationship with the Lord that I believe is coming, I believe you're going to see President Trump bow to his knees in front of the whole world on television, raise his hands and cry out in the name of Jesus and ask God to heal this nation. I believe when he sees things happening in America like racism, division, he's going to literally say, "Let's pray about this. Lord Jesus, you're going to see it happen. God's going to pour his spirit out all over that White House." He's going to pour his spirit out all over that place. There are going to be dreams in that White House. There are going to be Holy Ghost meetings in the Oval Office. I guarantee you that's going to happen. Because he's coming after John. And then revival's in his DNA. His grandmother came out of the Welsh revival, the Scottish revival.
You think about that, it's just exciting. I think about 2 Chronicles 20:20 when Jehoshaphat was believing God, but he wasn't believing the prophets of God. And they had this big calamity. We talked about it, as a matter of fact, before on VFN TV. And he got in with Ahab and cut a deal and ended up almost dying because he had a belief of God, but he didn't believe the prophets of God. And when things turned around and God dealt with Jezebel and Ahab, Jehoshaphat cried out to God, and a prophet spoke to him and said, listen, if you don't turn back to God. And he said, look, this is the ultimate revelation was, believe the Lord. This is for 2020. This is a prophetic word for 2020. And that's why we have so much prophecy coming at you on VFN TV, preparing you for what's ahead in 2020. But 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, believe the Lord and you'll be established. Believe his prophets and you'll succeed. That's what Jehoshaphat was missing. He believed God, but he didn't believe the voice of God, how God speaks. And God's, you know, Amos, I think 3:7, where he says, God doesn't do anything unless he speaks it through his prophets first. He reveals it through dreams and prophetic unctions, and it's how he lets us know. And so we're doing right now, we're letting you know, listen, when you hear this prophetic word about that President Donald Trump is going to have an encounter with God, and that a six-year-old finds out that he's going to be president before he knew he was going to be president. And the Lord told me, if you were with us, watching us over the years, he told me in October 2016 that President Trump would be president. As a matter of fact, I remember calling somebody and saying, listen, I need to put this on the air. God's telling me, and the person that I was talking to said, well, let's just don't go political right now. Maybe it's not a good thing to go political. And but anyway, just to be able to loose that particular word out there, it's just so powerful to understand, you know, believe what God's saying. He's going to have this encounter with God that's going to change everything. Think about it. He's done more things for the church, more things for Israel than any other president outside maybe of 1948. It's amazing what God has done through him.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.